Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 11th of May, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Twitch, the online video site popular among gamers, is looking for its version of The Bachelor. The company plans to fund a slate of original unscripted series that would be live and interactive, airing 2 to 3 times a week, according to an internal document seen by Bloomberg. Its preferred genres are game shows, dating shows, sports, music and talk, many of the cornerstones of reality TV. The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security are preparing to issue a warning that China's most skilled hackers and spies are working to steal American research in the crash effort to develop vaccines and treatments for the coronavirus. The efforts are part of a surge in cyber theft and attacks by nations seeking advantage in the pandemic. Microsoft rolled out this week a new feature to Office 365 customers to help their IT staff detect and stop reply all email storms. The term refers to situations when employees use the reply all option in mass mailed emails, such as company-wide notifications. If the number of recipients in the email chain is large, and if multiple employees hit the reply all button, then the ensuing event generates massive amounts of traffic that usually slows down or crashes email servers. The NHS has already begun building a second smartphone app to trace the spread of the coronavirus, after criticism of the first app it launched this week on the Isle of Wight. The second NHS app will use technology provided by Google and Apple and is being developed in parallel in case politicians decide to make a switch, according to two people familiar with the situation. Matthew Gould, head of NHSX, the UK Health Services Innovation Arm, gave the go-ahead to the new project this week. IT services provider Cognizant said in an earnings call this week that a ransomware incident that took place last month in April 2020 will negatively impact its Q2 revenue. While we anticipate that the revenue impact related to this issue will be largely resolved by the middle of the quarter, we do anticipate the revenue and corresponding margin impact to be in the range of $50 million to $70 million for the quarter, said Karen McLaughlin, Cognizant Chief Financial Officer in an earnings call. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.